Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Gasper. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim McAndrew. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jim McAndrew. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye hits a line drive towards short. Weiss catches it and throws to first to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Cranepool moves to second. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gasper hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards the mound. McAndrew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with McAndrew covering, for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Grote and he is out, Boswell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spangler. Grote reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McAndrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye is 0 for 1 in the game. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boswell. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nye moves to third. Tug McGraw now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gasper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Al Spangler. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye is 0 for 2 in the game. Nye is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Al Weiss. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing shortstop. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Groh to second, and Williams is out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Banks reaches second base with a double. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gasper hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Gasper moves to second. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell is walked intentionally. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.